You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And for those of you who are tuning to the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with us than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are using your phones and radio apps towards your greater good, thank you for being that wise. The meeting of the inner circle is intended to be inspirational, motivational. It's intended to provide us with greater insights and inspiration and motivation to go deeper, to reach higher, to remember that we are always dwelling in the reality of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And we are in a now moment that requires us to pay attention, to give it attention, to come to attention, to be in a place and space where we are consciously, intensely intentional in doing that which is ours to do in this now moment of eternity, in really caring to go deeper in the light of the truth of the all that we are, as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence, whose intelligence is absolute and supreme. For we live in a day and time that a lot of people are really being manipulated through media, through commercial media. Even those who are part of it are still influenced by what they say and what edicts have come down from the government. But I am the one to remind us that first and foremost, we are dwelling on a planet that is suspended in nothing but eternity. And there are absolute and eternal laws that govern all of our being directly. And even though there are ones and ones who ignore the reality of absolute and supreme intelligence and the laws that govern us, and they have put themselves in a position to be government and have been vying for selection and election to these positions and whatnot, we still each are going to be held accountable to our obeyance and obedience unto absolute law. And because there is absolute law, it matters that we care to be harmonized within it, because there is no greater leverage over fear, insecurity, and manipulation and consistent intention by those who are government and by those who are investors in the corporate deities of death and genocide that is being perpetuated through a free enterprise and capitalistic system. We're in a now moment where we realize that those ones who have legislated and perpetuated and sown the seeds of sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity, they have to really experience the harvest of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And that's not only going to impact and affect the ones who have succumbed to their products and their manipulations and working as managers, and those ones who are the perpetuators of these systems of oppression, but it also will impact them and their families and their lineages also. And I know it's hard for many ones who have been privileged, who have been a part of the founding families of oppression, from the queen and all of those ones who are part of those lineages, and the Rockefellers and now Gates, and these ones who feel as though they have been authorized by the intelligence of existence to practice and be gods here. And so therefore they have generated what seems to be unprecedented wealth over time, trillions and trillions of dollars in the enslavement of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, all of her creatures, the land as well as the people and the populace. So we, the people, are in a now moment where we realize that situations and circumstances and conditions are temporary, but there is eternal order. And there is the actuality and the factuality of truly being under the auspices of an eternal government And we are being selected to participate as the vehicles and vessels of its absolute law, absolute light, absolute wisdom, absolute truth, to dwell in an absolute peace and poise and prosperity on behalf of the whole of existence itself, for the revitalization, regeneration, and the exaltation of a fallen humanity in this now moment. Sometimes it takes people to really have their backs up against a wall before they come out with everything they have. Sometimes it takes being in a place where you are realizing that something is truly wrong. But those of you who are putting on your mask and you are allowing yourself to dwell in fear so that we're creating more divisiveness and insecurity and whatnot, I'm telling you, we're in a now moment where you can step out of that and step into the light, come out of the dark, come out of the insecurity, and come into the sunshine to realize that there is one absolute and supreme intelligence that beats our hearts, that breathes us, that blazes the sun and has the world turning and everything growing. And these people have selected this period of time to put us in a place of manipulation so that they can go ahead and be in the progression of what their agendas have been for generations. But they could not really estimate or guesstimate the God factor, because they don't think that anything or anybody is greater than what their own objectives are. And we were told to everything there's a time and a season. But the reality of it is that the times and the seasons are temporary. But the order of the eternal has always been in effect. And there have been always those who have been the ones who have been the messengers. Those who have really applied themselves, come away, did not pay attention to the ways of the world and the governments and the kings and this and that, because they were paying more attention to that which beats their hearts and that which breathes them. And it's only been one absolute and supreme presence this entire time, from the beginninglessness to the endlessness. And we are always in a now moment of eternity, and we will always be held accountable to our attention, our obeyance, and our obedience to that which beats our hearts and breathes us. And we were told we can't serve two masters. We have to come to a point and place where we realize that those ones who are manipulating you through the media, who are telling these lies, that if they really truly were concerned about the people, if they truly were concerned about great numbers of people dying from one thing, then they would not continually have alcoholic beverages and tobacco and whatnot legal. They close the churches and let the package stores be open. So I'm saying this is a methodology of an anti-Christ frequency and energy to have us in divisiveness. We can't gather. We can't socialize. We can't do this because they say so. Really? You give these people authority in your life when you are under the authority of that which is life itself and the order of life itself. And the lawgiver is not men. And those who are kind of men, because those who have lost their humanity, those who are delusional to think that there is some prosperity they can have at the detriment of everything and everybody, that they will dwindle down the population of over 7 billion people to 500 million people, and then they can survive it. They don't understand that they do not have the authority of the intelligence of existence to undermine the intelligence of existence, because there is only one absolute and supreme intelligence, and we each have been gifted it. And so those who've been educated, who have lent their time, their talent, their attention and whatnot to be the ones who have fabricated and brought all of these things, the scientists and the ones who've manipulated all of the viruses and created all of this stuff and worked for the CDC and the World Health Organizations, and all of these ones who are co-conspirating in the oppression of our global humanity, of which most are melanin-dominated people. We're in a place now where we, particularly those of us on this North American continent, have to come to a point if we care to really, really have a generational contribution to the wholeness and to the wellness. So you can choose, you understand, but to choose anything other than life is to choose death. To choose anything other than light is to choose death. To choose anything other than being completely aligned with the intelligence of your being is to choose death. Now, in the realm of eternity, how long will you be dead? And where the sins of the fathers and mothers are visited upon the children, if you have children, would you want them to be facing tragic dates with fate? And for those who've been influenced and have been manipulated into vaccinating your children and seeing the delayed speech and the delayed mental development and the autism and other issues that have come as a result of it, would you really prefer to have so many more children affected by these things? I'm just saying is that as men, the progenitor of lineages, and wombed men, the perpetuator of lineages, our responsibility is in the exaltation of life. And in order to exalt life, we have to be in a place where we care to exalt the harmony of the whole. We have to be in a place, if we would do it and do it the way that it needs to be done, where we will consciously seek the way that is the light that facilitates the greater good and the greater unfoldment and development and the progression of our lineages and the progression of our humanity and our global populace directly, but to serve those forces, what I refer to as the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the alcohol, the tobacco, the flour, the sugar, the pharmaceuticals, the biotech, engineering, and all of that, to the point where you are not exalting a full life's urge, that you are being manipulated. You're just a pawn in the scheme of those who have very little light, very little love, very little anything that matters, because one, they will soon cease to exist. There is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that you can launch an agenda to kill almost everybody on the planet and survive it. And for those of us who are living and understand that we are not in a place where we can truly be happy as long as we are a detriment to ourselves, then the responsibility is to repent from our sinfulness, to come to a point and place where we will no longer undermine ourselves, no longer undermine ourselves, consciously apply ourselves wholeheartedly to no longer doing that which is detrimental. And so the alcoholism, the drug addiction, all of this is something that can be overcome. And where we have seen our parents, you know, when we were growing up, the fussing, the fighting, the molestation, the incest, all of this came as a result of how defiled their blood was from the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and whatnot. And very few people ever ask what makes a people feel entitled to be able to beat you and rape you and hang you and enslave you and all of this. I'm just saying is that it is such an aberration. You know, people think, oh, well, the competition and enslavement, it's always been there. Men have always warred against one another, and men have always spilled blood. And we grew up watching white people kill themselves on television and whatnot. We grew up with the reality of seeing how history has shown us the hangings, the beatings, the whippings, this and that we've endured. But now to be in a place where everybody sees that they have been under siege, it's not just melanin, it's not just black people. It's everybody, and even those who were hanging us and beating us and raping us and whatnot, they were in and are still in need of liberation as much as anybody else. Because there is no way to truly benefit in life when you are not committed to the laws that govern life. And we're all doing time on Mother Earth because we are in the school of Earth residency, so that we're able to master this realm. That is the realm of temporality, corporality, but it is still governed by spiritual law. And as these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that are gifted to this planet through the wombs of our mothers, sparked by the divine sacred fluid from our fathers, it is time for us to really enhance our perspective and our conception about where we are in the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence, who we are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and why we are to perfect ourselves and harmonize ourselves as living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme presence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, which would allow us to walk in the consciousness of our own immortality. To know that this is a place for us to master ourselves, to grow ourselves, to practice the laws, to love life, to come to a place where we become radiant in it. We are transcending, transforming, transmuting everything towards our greater good, realizing the oneness of life and working towards a perpetuation of that oneness, regardless of what hue of people we are, to come to a point where we're willing to put down our weaponry. We are realizing that we can't fight and kill other ones and then not suffer from it. Those who live by the sword will die by the sword. Those who live by the gun will die by the gun. Those who live by murdering and killing will be murdered and killed. I'm just saying is that the billions of creatures that have been usurped, that have been created and bastardized and poisoned and whatnot, and then their carcasses fed to people as happy meals and this and that. Don't think that we will be able to literally rejoice in being an exalted humanity feeding off of the carcasses of dead animals as if you were buzzards and vultures. You understand? But that practice of feeding off of the flesh of other ones, to love the spilling of blood, the taking of blood, just to be in a place where you ain't happy unless you killing and warring and fighting, and you understand that whole frequency and energy is created because of the violation that's charged upon the blood with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens and hens and crocodiles and alligators and monkey brain and bats and penises and of all of these things. I'm just saying, we're talking about a global humanity that has fallen from the graces of being the light bearers and being in harmony with the laws of existence because they kill. They deny the right of other beings to have the right to their lives. And as a result of that, combined with all of the processed foods that they are consuming, the wheat, the oats, the rice, the noodles, the pastas, the breads, you understand, the cheeses, the eggs, this creates so much mucus in the body, it becomes like paste and glue in the system. And so when we look at the flesh eating and the mucus producing process food stuff, it's not really food for intelligences of existence because we are literally all breath, air, and first. We have to breathe. It is the breath that enlivens us. It is the breath and the air that has so much there that it is beyond what we can see. But we could not live except by virtue of our breathing. This constitutes the common unity and the harmony of us as beings directly, regardless of what hue of people we are. And we are all divinely designed and designed divinely to be vehicles and vessels of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be the progenitors and the perpetuators of lineages, to exalt a full effort in our living, to know our food, to excrete our waste, to know our kind, to literally use the light of supreme intelligence that we each have access to create win-win situations, communication, language, thoughts, you understand, all of this so that we each are able to bring our gifts, our talents to the world for the benefit of everything and everybody, not to the detriment of everything and everybody. See, there's only absolute and supreme intelligence. And to misuse it and abuse it, to manipulate it to the degree to which you create poisons. You understand? What value do you have in the world to just be poisoning people? You're completely expendable. There is nothing that you can do in the world that makes sense if you have no regard for the intelligence of existence and the order of existence. Your class or your race or your hue or your pedigree or your lineage does not authorize you to do that which is unlawful. By virtue of the laws that govern existence, you're talking about lineages of people that have the right to be completely wiped out as a result of the sins of their forefathers against life itself, against humanity itself, against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. There is no way in hell that you'd be able to survive it. And so we don't have any grace and protection by virtue of our blackness. We don't have any grace protection because of our impoverishment. We don't have any grace and protection because of our ignorance. We don't have any grace and protection because of our whatever. Our grace and our protection comes as a result of us being wholeheartedly, intensely intentional to being completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and harmonized within the will of existence, the laws of existence, the exaltation of life, and our being ordered within it, where we are aligning ourselves with our angels, our guides, our guardians to come under the auspices of our souls, to be in a place and space where the edicts of a wicked people have no power in our lives. They have no authority in our lives. And if you give them authority in your life and you continue to be in violation of the law that is love, then you will get exactly what you deserve. Now, we and I want you to come to a point and place where you really care to be in a place where it really matters to you. That you live in the love of life. That you exalt a full effort, that you are laying foundation for the perpetuation of your lineages, exalting life, loving life, radiating and reflecting the truth of life, the harmony of the wholeness, doing that which is truly in your own best interest, in exalting a full effort in your living, reversing the issues that have crystallized in your tissues as sickness, illness, and disease, and coming to that point and place where you truly, truly care and will exalt an effort on a daily basis, just like you brush your teeth and bathe the outside of your body, including your anus, to cleanse the inside of your body, your whole digestive system and all your lymphatic systems and your respiratory, to be in a place where you are bringing life into your system, oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, facilitating consistent cellular regeneration, rejuvenation, revitalization, so that you are literally creating a greater wholeness and wellness within yourself, within your cells, that there are no forces or bosses that have a greater power in your life than you do. There are no edicts that have been issued by those ones who are greedy, those ones who are sneaky, those ones who are liars and bastardizers and usurpers and subjugators and dominators, that they have no power and authority in our lives except we give it. And how it is that a few people upon the planet can make a determination that they have the right to eliminate over 90% of the people on the planet. Now, the issue is this, is that there is purpose in existence. And where the people have lost their inherent purpose in existence, they have truly lost about everything because they've lost their connection to destiny. Destiny is off the planet. The planet in and of itself, we are spinning in space, and the space in which we in is eternity already. And so we did not emanate from the planet. We have come to the planet. And so at funerals, it says, from the dust you've come, from the dust you'll return. And people think it's the dirt. And I'm saying, no, it's the cosmic. And so this is school for us. And people are still wanting to pay all of this money to go to school. And I'm saying, no, life is school. Let's learn our lessons. Let's apply the lessons of love. Let's apply the lessons of creating the order and creating the harmony with that which is cosmic. We are citizens of the cosmic. There is no nationality that is greater than being a citizen of the cosmic, being one who is aligned with the forces of existence, that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, that which beats your heart, breathes us, and has designed us divinely to be vehicles and vessels of its light, its love, its wisdom, and its truth, to be a glory unto it directly. And where there are many of us, where there are masses of us, who care to be in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence, there is nothing that these people can do to us because we're not participating. There's an affirmation that I give with my clients is that the Creator is the totality of all there is as existence itself. There is nothing that can work against us. Everything will work towards our greater good, particularly when we are wise enough to do nothing detrimental to ourselves and ourselves. And having participated in a system of adulteration, then it's necessary for us to go through that process of repentance, to no longer lust for the things that have literally undermined us, to create the inebriation, the intoxication, the violations charged upon our blood with the rot of other beings, the alcohol and the drugs and the pharmaceuticals and whatnot. These things will never, ever promote the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization for the cellular regeneration. So you have to choose. Well, you don't have to, because if you're already on the path of death and you don't choose to do anything different, you've already chosen. The issue is that you would have never, ever fulfilled destiny. You would have never walked in the fullness of the gift that you are to the planet. And so I'm the one who really cares that we care to do that which is truly ours to do, that we care to be disciples of truth and bearers of light, that we care to honor the lineages that we represent by consciously caring to invoke and call forth the greatness of them, even though we may not have seen the fullness of the greatness of them. But for those of us who know that we were loved, for those of us who had the benefit of some grace and protection, we had housing, we had food, they did the best that they could do for us, but the intelligence of existence is always there first, and we have a direct connect to it with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. So is it a wonder that they would have you wearing masks that would inhibit your oxygenation and your breathing? That this coronavirus, all these viruses and bacteria, you are already steeped in viruses and bacteria, of which the coronavirus is just one virus, right? But it's not strong enough to take you out. The thing that is inhibiting or giving you the vulnerability to whatever it is you suffer from is because of what you do on a daily basis that's creating blockage and obstruction of your nerve force in your brain and your spinal cord and the energy that really keeps you going as an electromagnetic field of energy and personality and all of that. But you are creating blockage and obstruction in your respiratory system, your circulatory system, your endocrine system, your lymphatic system, your digestive system, your eliminative system, your reproductive system. You understand? So if you're blocked and obstructed, and you're creating the blockage and obstruction, you understand? So this next thing that I can anticipate happening as a result of how many have been raised on the flesh of animals that were fed the flesh of other animals in this human form of mad cow. See, this thing they're talking about affects your respiratory system, your breathing. So the bronchitis, the pneumonia, people have already been dying from all of this. They have filled up on so much starch and so much poison that their bodies just cleanse, try to cleanse. Now we have to be wise enough to facilitate that cleansing, to consciously care to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirth, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified. You'll never have anything greater than yourself. There's nothing you can beg, borrow, steal, be awarded or rewarded that is greater than the who that you are. And these people did not create you. They didn't design you. They really don't have any power over you. Now, as masses of people standing up, no longer serving the forces of stupidity, inebriation, intoxication, and whatnot, we have the opportunity to create a whole new world. The issue is, will you become a whole new you from the inside out? Now is your time, and you have the support. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.
Night Watch on 89.3 FM, WRFG, Atlanta.
Reparations now. Don't ask why or how. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. And so I'm always so grateful and so thankful for every opportunity I have to come before these airwaves. And for those of you who are mothers and daughters and grandmothers and great-grandmothers and all of those ones who feel the urge to nurture and nourish and strengthen and uplift and give birth, we are being called to rise in this now moment. And so there has been this Messiah complex that has been issued for so long, where it seems as though in order to keep the Messiah from coming, they just decided that they would kill every man of every hue to keep Jesus from coming forward for the second coming. But it wasn't really like that. What it really is the exaltation of the divine feminine to issue in that which is not the balance, just the balance of the world, but the healing that needs to happen. And we're in a now moment that we can't afford to be afraid, because it is in the violation and the desecration of the divinity of existence, the divine masculine as well as the divine feminine, that has brought us to such a low frequency and vibration of illness and sickness and disease and despair and degradation and violation and all of this stuff that goes on. And we can flip this script. It is up to us in our now moment to realize that the fulfillment of the promise is not in the violation of everything and everybody and the destruction of the earth and the children of God and all of that. No, the fulfillment is in the resurrection of those of us who are the children of light, those of us who are the children of God, regardless of what hue of people we may be. To understand that we are in much greater numbers, and when we will take the time to realize that we have to get into a perfect alignment through purifying our bodies, consecrating our bodies as the temples for the dwelling of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses, and to understand that the edicts that have been issued from the exalted realm is for our resurrection, is for the oneness of us to come to a point and place where we transcend, transform, transmute everything towards our greater good, because that's how the light works. For the light is the only sovereignty possible over all of the darkness, the illness, the chaos, the insecurity, the fear, and all of that. And so I'm the one to remind us that on behalf of our mothers and fathers, our grandmothers and grandfathers, our great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers, and all of those that have come before us, that the only way for us to truly have real success in this life is in obeyance and obedience. In loving that which beats our hearts and breathes us with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our mights. To consciously care, to honor and glorify the lineages that we represent. To invoke and call forth the greatness of them to come pouring forth in our lives. To accept duty, obligation, and responsibility on behalf of those who couldn't come, who didn't come, who we didn't allow to come, those who've come through us, and those who've yet to come. It is our time to raise completely up. And in so doing, it's not about fighting anything or anybody. It's about surrendering and submitting to that which is causation and foundation of our being directly. To align ourselves with the administering intelligences that are and constitute the wholeness and the cosmic ordering, the cosmic government. And in our doing our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, the consecration of these body temples through the oxygenation, the hydration, the mineralization, the focusing on regenerating, rejuvenating, revitalizing ourselves. So that every atom and every cell of our being is being charged, infused with our wholehearted desire for wholeness, for healing. Because there's no true way to serve the purposes of the Almighty, to serve the purposes of the Most High, to serve the purposes of the Absolute and Supreme Intelligence, to serve the purposes of existence, except we be obedient. And to set the precedent for the fulfillment of the law. Through the speaking of the word. And whatever words we're speaking, when we would care to speak our words and the truth to power, then we have to care to be able to resonate it, to really infuse the frequency and the vibration of the care, the love, the intention, the will, the determination, the frequency and vibration of our care to really walk in the integrity of our own authenticity under the authority of absolute love, to be in a place and space where it truly matters to us to be successful in this life, and to know that we have no success as long as we are a detriment to ourselves. We have no success as long as we're double-minded. We have no success as long as we are serving the forces of sickness, illness, disease, and death. And so our now moment requires us to come to that place and space where we will take the time. If you're going to shelter in place, if you're going to wait for the governor or for the president or whoever to tell you when you can move, I'm saying be still. Be still and know that there is an absolute and supreme intelligence that everything and everybody will have to be in obeyance to in order to live. And those ones who don't care to live, those ones who will continue to perpetuate sickness, illness, and disease, those ones who will care to initiate this global initiative of depopulation and genocide, death to them all. Because there is no way in hell within the earth or upon the earth that the wicked can survive. There is no way that any of us can be in default of what it is to be human as the perpetuator and the progenitor of lineages of people. To have allowed our body temples to be permeated and penetrated in every atom and every cell of our being with that which is defiling, creating filth, constituting the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation, the molestation, the frequency of anger and pissation and frustration and madness and whatnot, and think that there is some eternal life that you can inherit when you dissipated your whole life force. We're in a now moment where we can flip this script. We're in a now moment where we align ourselves with the intelligence of existence, that which blazes a sun, that which beats our hearts, that which has the world spinning, and to know that it is our time. On behalf of the lineages that we represent. So many ones were exalting Mother's Day and Mother's Day and sending salutations of Happy Mother's Day. But I'm saying if we were really happy mothers, we would not be in the situation we're in. If we were truly honoring the duty, obligation, and responsibility of womanhood, we could not be in the situation we're in. If we were truly harmonizing with who we are as women of God, we could not be in the situation we're in. But because our education and our religious training put us in a place where we feel and feel entitled to cooperate with an agenda that is depopulation and genocide. Because you're working on behalf of the corporate deities of death. You work for Coca-Cola and Burger King and McDonald's and all of these ones. You do their advertising. You're buying their products. You feed this stuff to your children. We've all been impacted and affected by it. And the wisdom in our knowing how the methodology of oppression has been instituted through a cellular assault in feeding us the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, and all manners of chemicals, and this and that and the other. We have so much power in this now moment because we can be completely cleansed. And in the cleansing, we can completely heal. And there are those who feel as though they can heal without cleansing. And I'm saying it's not possible to truly heal without cleansing. You have to cleanse your blood. You have to cleanse your mind. You have to open your heart and cleanse your heart. You have to repent. You have to really understand the power of forgiveness and being in the light of love directly. Love is the harmonizer. For love is a power in existence. It is the love of the ever-present that has everything in flotation and rotation in the realm of its own presence as beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And our taking this time to do the inner work, to do the clearing and cleansing. Don't just be sitting home eating yourselves to death. You understand? See what they did? They stimulated the economy. They say, oh, well, the economy is this. No, they stimulated the economy because when they told you to stay home, you went and rushed the stores and bought all of this meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, alcohol, tobacco, sugar. They closed the churches, kept the liquor stores open. You understand? This ain't nothing but an antichrist frequency. And so who are you participating with? Who are you in truth? But I can guarantee you, you will not really survive the pandemic. But the pandemic is not the coronavirus. The pandemic is not whatever they're calling it. The pandemic is the heart disease, the diabetes, the strokes, the cancer, all of that, which you will be creating more as a result of being home for 2 or 3 months, eating yourselves to death, running, jogging with masks on. Breathing in your carbon dioxide. See, when your body temples are already filled with the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chickens, you are already beset with viruses and parasites and bacteria and whatnot. The coronavirus is just one of them. It's not really something that's truly detrimental. The detriment to you is your inability to exalt a full effort in loving yourselves and really hearing the truth and attending to the truth. And doing that which is yours to do as a result of being this point of an absolute and supreme intelligence that should be walking in the integrity of being absolutely and supremely intelligent. And intelligence does not undermine itself. It doesn't kill itself. It doesn't rejoice in its right to be wrong and its free will to be out of alignment and out of order with that which is the essence of your own being directly. And to have so many ones functioning dysfunctionally, to have so many ones who are not caring, not knowing, not caring to know, not caring to be, not having an understanding and an understanding that duty, obligation, and responsibility is to really reach for that which allows us to be restored as light bearers and light beings, to be in the frequency of absolute love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and potency, to come to a point and place where we are a glory unto life itself. We are glory to and an honor to the lineages that we represent. On behalf of our indigenous families, our aboriginal families, our native families, and all of the oppressed, on behalf of all of the animals that have been tortured and subjugated and all of the blood that has been spilt upon this planet, it is our time to truly participate in our global liberation. Liberation from the foolishness, liberation from the lies and the deceit, liberation from co-conspirating with a global initiative of depopulation and genocide. If you've been educated and you want to really consider yourself to be an intelligent person, then take some time and look at who it is you're serving, what it is you're doing, how it is you're feeding, what is actually crystallizing in your tissues. If you've been diagnosed with anything, then taking the time to get clear about what you're living for and what truly matters to you. That lays foundation for any right action that we can make. There's a power that's available to us now. It's always been available to us, but now that there are so many who are seeing the lies, the manipulations more blatantly, it's always been going on. Nothing has truly changed. Everything is in progression. And it's important for us to realize that the cleaner our bodies, the cleaner our bloodstreams, the greater dynamic and potentiality of our clarity. The spirit is charged on the blood, and everything that we're consuming affects our blood. It constitutes our blood. And when you go into these hospitals and clinics and whatnot, they're always taking your blood. They take so much of your blood. What are they doing with your blood? You understand? Are they feeding you and nourishing you and hydrating you and oxygenating you when you go into these places sick with headaches and vomiting and whatever issues you're having? Are they literally changing the content and the quality of your blood while you're there so that you are able to get well? And so it's difficult for most people to really realize that the doctors, as well as the lawyers, as well as the judges, as well as the police officer, the superintendents, everybody that has been educated or miseducated, the preachers, the pastors, the ministers, everybody that's gone under the matriculation of curriculums and whatnot, have done so, and their licensing, certifying, degreeing by a system that has been perpetuating genocide the entire time. We have to realize that we're now in a place and space where we have to take our talents, our skills, our care, our energy and whatnot, and focus truly in healing. But the healing can only truly happen in the cleansing. And the cleansing cannot happen if you don't change the diet, if you don't stop dying and really exalt a full effort in your living. So, because the food has been and is the tool of oppression, that which they call food, that has proven itself to be detrimental to us, then wisdom would have us come to a point and place where we literally align ourselves to that which is truly going to facilitate optimum cellular functioning. And so many people are becoming plant-based, changing the diet, but then they are reaching for a vegan form of the same things that they were eating previously. And so you still want burgers and fries and scrambled tofu as opposed to scrambled eggs and buckwheat pancakes or whole wheat pancakes instead of pancake syrup. You're having pure maple syrup, or you're having soy sedge and things that taste like and make you feel like you're still eating meat, but now it's plant-based. And I'm just saying is that your body will never cleanse, because those literally, that is not food for us. We can eat it just like you can chew up toilet paper or cardboard, you understand? But it doesn't mean that just because you can chew it up that it's giving your body any real nutrition. And so getting clear about how to cleanse is a necessity, because the body is so intelligent that it is consciously seeking to do what's in its own best interest consistently over time, daily. So we get up with the urge to open up our bowels, some of you, you know, so you urinate, you defecate, you bathe and whatnot, you brush your teeth. And I'm saying after 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years of consuming meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flour. When I say flour, we're talking the pancakes, the waffles, the breakfast cereals, the pancakes, the cheese, the eggs, all this mucus-producing food that creates so much waste, so much paste in the body. That being in a place where it really matters, then we have to give the body opportunity to really cleanse. And it is so intelligent that once you stop eating all of that stuff and then begin to initiate the cleansing, and that's what Mother Earth is so dynamic. She is more dynamic than anything that man can fabricate from any of her elements. Whatever they make from the earth can never be greater than the earth and the intelligence that animates her. And so it matters that we consciously care to participate with the order of existence and the order of our body temples. And regardless of how much you may buck and act as if you are an exception to the rule, our bodies are created and designed divinely. And because we are breatharian first, we have to breathe. It is the breath that is the animating force, maintaining us, sustaining us. And all of that paste, all of those waffles and pancakes and bagels and bread and toast and sub sandwiches and French bread and pasta and rice and all of this stuff, it may fill up your belly. It may satisfy an appetite. And with a little salt and oil and pepper and whatnot, you can make flour paste taste good. The ramen noodles and egg noodles and all these noodles with a little bit of this. I'm just saying, it just fills up the body. It is nutritionally insufficient for literally optimizing your cellular functioning or boosting your immunity. And the reason people are vulnerable, and the reason why so many of our elders are so vulnerable, is because they have years, decades of accumulation of the acidity from all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the flesh, the flour, the pancakes, the waffles, the tobacco, the alcohol, most of that stuff. Even though many of our elders, they come to a point and place where they where they no longer do some of these things, they still have to cleanse from it. And the cleansing has to be facilitated. Your fruit are the body's natural cleansers. Your vegetation are the body's natural builders. And we have the opportunity to truly reverse any of these issues. But we have to be disciplined and we have to be consistent over time. And just like you got up in the morning and you had turkey bacon or bacon and eggs and grits and cheese and toast and hash browns or pack, and you did this thing consistently over time, breakfast cereals consistently over time, bagels and cream cheese consistently over time, donuts and coffee consistently over time, then you've got to really be consistent over time in reaching for that which is oxygenating, hydrating, mineralizing, alkalizing, and opening up all channels of elimination. Our bodies are 80% water, just like the earth is 80% water. And so we get so much benefit from fresh air, sunshine, water, hydration. And so for you all to be outside running with masks on and walking, you're not even around anybody and you're wearing masks and you're covering up your nostrils. You're not being oxygenated. And that's what I'm saying. These people who you're following, you really see that they could not possibly have anybody's best interest at heart, or else they would have illegalized the tobacco and the alcohol, which have killed more people than all of the wars that they have combined, that they have been engaged in. So it's just about divisiveness, putting us in a position where they say that we can't gather. You understand, people can't visit their loved ones in hospitals. You know, the thing that happened in China was not anything that was the coronavirus. You know, that was something different that devastated and started this whole thing. But we have to come to a point and place where we can filter it all out. You understand? But to be in a place where you are attuned to Fox News and CNN and all of the mainstream media, which is in co-conspirating with the oppression. You understand, with the World Health Organization, the CDC, it's all a white brotherhood that employs other people of other hues and whatnot, and then will go as far as to kill them for telling the truth, kill them for exposing their plans, even though they tell you what to do. I became strict vegetarian in the mid-70s because I became aware of their plan to depopulate, became aware of all of the vaccinations, the inoculations they were sending into Africa, and Africans weren't succumbing fast enough. But over time, they kept infecting them, and after a while, the AIDS broke out. And I'm just saying is that, why would we work on behalf of those who have no love and no light? Why would you work for those who are literally in distortion and dysfunction? And so they want to depopulate the planet. It's 7.5 billion people on the planet. They want to depopulate to 500 million people, really? And then they think they can survive it. I'm saying we have to raise completely up, because you will never have anything greater than who and what you already are but naked. You will never have a greater opportunity to live than now. You have everything you need available to you. We are so blessed as the beneficiaries of the gifts, the realizations, the revelations, the epiphanies, the knowing, the intellectual property and whatnot, the technology. We have literally everything that we could possibly need in order to be saved and delivered from the scheme of those who are wicked. It's just wickedness. It's not even a desire for money. I mean, how much money do you need? You don't need that much money. Money is not all of that. You really should be aspiring towards greater love and light and wisdom and truth and peace and poise and power and legacy, not legacy and how many people you devastated and killed. You understand, for Bill Gates to turn into, you know, the progression of generations of wickedness, you know, so that he is wanting to take personal responsibility through investing billions of dollars into all your pharmaceuticals and your biotech companies and whatnot, and think that you can poison the earth and poison the people of the earth and then not be poisoned. You know, you want to vaccinate children of Africa, children of India, and other places, but you don't want to vaccinate your own children. I'm just saying is that we really have to give God complete attention in our lives, because the wicked ones, they say, the wicked ones shall perish. There is no way that you can get out of this alive. So where we have been co-conspirating, where we have been complacent, where we have been laboring and employed by these people, now is your time, while you're out of work or whatever, to really apply yourself to the cleansing, the purification, the consecration of your body temple, so that the true spirit of the living gods and goddesses can be completely re-enthroned in your temples. The body is so perfect. It functions perfectly, designed divinely and divinely designed, so that we are able to be vehicles and vessels of divinity personified. And this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.